Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to do some wonderful healings. So I'll put some music on for a little bit here so you can kind of get centered. And just kind of, if you want to enter in the fast chat, what you'd like to have healings with tonight. Okay, so having a wonderful evening tonight and hope that you're all prepared to have some healings. And I'll check the chat lines here, see if anybody has entered anything in there for healings tonight. What we're first going to do is some entity work with everyone, but I'll first talk about the Creation Lightship. And the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to help the planet and to help the beings on the planet for the ascension. And the ascension basically is taking your body with you so that you're able to go to a higher consciousness with your body and to leave the earth density. Naturally, if you're not able to go into your body fully, 100%, then your spirit will just leave the earth plane and it will go on to its journeys throughout the cosmos. But this is the reward for your spirit. And hopefully everyone can get the densities released from them so they can go on and have a wonderful experience with their body in perfect health elsewhere. This is what Jesus talked about is everlasting life. So we're going to first do an entity clearing. So I'd like you all to focus on your feet and your ankles, knees, up to your waist. And we'll first do your right foot first. And the right foot is going to concentrate on. Here we go. The right foot, then we'll do the rest of your knees and ankles after that. Maybe somebody has a right foot problem out there. There we go. Wonderful. Okay, these are entities leaving you that are actually taking away your life force energy that are attached to your body. They can come inside of your body and also just be on the outside. And now we're going to go to your complete leg, your right leg, and here we go. Taking away entities there, so kind of focus on it if you would. And you're going to actually feel these energies leave you possibly. You may feel a little heavier, and your leg may tingle, and also it may feel a little more denser because you're getting more spirit energy into your body. So we're going to bring your spirit into you right now. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as your spirit comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do your left leg. And we'll do your left foot first. And here we go, taking away entities. Very, very good. They're starting to leave now. And doing some more clearing. There we go. And doing some more clearing. Wonderful. Now I'm going to do your whole left side of your body, your left leg, going from your hip joint on down. So bringing in more of your spirit energy right now and doing a clearing at the same time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to concentrate again on the center portion of your body, your internal organs. So everything above your waist, up to your shoulders. So here we go. This is going to be an entity release for you. Just sit back and relax. The light ship will do this with the light beings that are helping you in this healing process. There's nothing for you to do. You don't have to put your concentration there or try to push energy or anything like that. Just sit back and relax as these entities start to leave you. And like I said, you might feel your body getting a little more denser. You might have some warmth coming into your body. You might have some tingles happening. Remember, when you're in your body, you become heavier. So here we go. We're going to bring your spirit back. Remember, the spirit in your heart center, this love energy, is going to be working with the light ship, and we're going to bring the entities, you bring your spirit back to you. The entities are leaving now, and the part of your spirit fragments that left you from pain and trauma and fear are now being cleansed, because they have to be whole and complete in order to come back to you. Remember, they've already done this process here on the earth plane, and they're in your body. They got traumatized, and they got out of here. So we're bringing them back to help you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we're going to work with people who maybe have neck problems. We'll take away these entities from your neck. And again, they're being released. And you might actually feel this leaving you. And doing some more releases. And here we go. Bringing more of your spirit into your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, this is your neck energy. Just kind of notice how your neck is changing now, releasing more entities. There's some people, there are some neck trouble. So do another entity release and bringing more of you into your neck area. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And I'm going to go out of sequence here. We're going to do a chakra alignment next, but because the neck had troubles, we're going to realign your throat chakra. So here we go. You may just feel it moving your body a little bit here. There we go. It's moving over. Perfect. Okay, now we're going to go to your head. And this is all things that are related to your head, your ears, your eyes, your sinuses, your nose, your teeth. Remember, entities come to you, and they get attracted by your pain that you're experiencing. So any physical pain will draw the entities to you. And we're taking them away right now. And some people think they only have a couple or a few or maybe 50 or 100. We can have a lot more than that. And remember, these are spirits of emotional bodies. They're not the spirit that looks out of your eyes, because your eyes have a much more higher frequency spirit. The emotional body was created by the earth, so it never looks out of your eyes. This is why when people aren't home and you look in their eyes, they seem kind of distant. In fact, normally very distant, and it could look kind of scary for some people as you see them. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of your spirit back into your body now, in your head, and your spirit and your heart center is also helping to direct this energy. I'll count again to command the energy. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to do the arms. We'll do your left arm next here. So this will be from the rotator cuff on down to the tip of your fingers. So here we go. Releasing entities from this part of your body now. And we could do them all at one time, but this is great for an awareness for you, so you can actually sense, if you're a sensing person, a feeling person, you can feel the energy actually leave you. So we're taking these out now. And remember, like if, let's say you broke your arm or maybe broke your wrist or something, 30, 50 years ago or so, it can still have an entity attached to you from that occasion, so you want to get them out of you. So here we go. They're being released right now. Okay. Perfect. Now we'll bring in more of your spirit energy again, counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we'll do your right arm, rotator cuff on down. And again, you can focus on it if you wish to sample the energy. Here we go. Taking away entities now. And you should start to feel a little heavier in your body now. You may feel actually more relaxed, along with feeling your spiritual connection of your spirit in your heart center. Okay, here we go. Bringing more of you into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we'll do a chakra alignment for everybody. So just sit back and relax. We're going to go to your heart center first. And you may feel your whole internal body change slightly. Maybe your chakras have to be in alignment to allow your spirit to connect to all of your energetic body. So we're moving these energies around right now. Heart center is in alignment. Perfect. Now we're going to go up to the throat to double check that. Perfect. Third eye. That should say your forehead. Good. Going back down now below your heart. Power chakra, number 3. Going down. There we go. Moving it. Feels great. And next we're going to second chakra below your navel. Yes, a little difficulty there with some people. Perfect. And first chakra, base of your spine. Great. Okay. We'll do an opening now. If you're in a quiet location, you may want to have your chakras open. So here we go. Heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to open it. We'll go body width for you. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now below to your power center. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And now first chakra, spin, 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 open. And next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is a very important process. It's what you should be doing daily, dropping your awakening consciousness back into your heart so you can connect with your spirit for your own spiritual guidance. So if you're new to the show, think of your forehead as being the 10th floor of the elevator, your awakening consciousness. You could call it your mental body. You could call it your ego self. Just many things like this, but this is what you think with. And the first floor is going to be your heart center. And these bodies have to surrender to your heart. And a lot of times the force of will is very strong and they don't want to do that. But here we go. Open up the channel for you. So we're dropping down. Think of an elevator going down, so from the 10th floor, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just let you sit there for about a minute or two and just kind of experience this wonderful energy and connect to your spirit and feel who you really are in your heart center. Okay, we had some questions here about entities. So where do they go? Well, when I work with them, they get cleansed. Remember, they carry emotional traumas, emotional baggage from all the lives that they have lived in through body hopping. Remember, they only come into a body once, and then from there they do body hopping. They could be here for thousands of years. So these entities are actually healed, and then the earth spirit takes them away. Another question was, is the earth spirit able to collect them all back, I guess? No, not at this time. There's still too many of them. The dark side is still here. Remember, the dark side came in and caused havoc with the earth spirit to actually reclaim part of its own energy system. I'm sure in the future, in the near future, that will be a different situation. But right now, today, no, the earth spirit is still having a hard time collecting these entities. Let's see if I have any other questions here on the chat line here. I got tingles. Let's see here. Sherry wrote about her left shoulder. Maybe she had a healing on it during this process here. Fuzzy Cat, that was neat from Kyle. He gave me an email saying that he's been taking his cat up on the one-hour conference calls that we have, and I guess his dad said the cat looks younger than what it did a year ago, and it's actually in much better health, so that's wonderful. And Caroline said she has tingles in her leg. That's great. So what we can do first is a sample, if you like, of an emotional clearing here. This I try to do on every show to help people out. So we'll go back the last week for everyone. And the Light Beings will be doing this for you. Most people have at least three working with them as I connect with you online here. And this will work on the archives. The actual lightship healing, when you go to the lightship, out of time will not work. But these healings will work on the archives. And they have a lot of people commenting about how they've helped them out immensely in time of need. They'll tune into the proper show. We have over 100 or probably 200 archives on the BBS site right now. So here we go. Sixth chakra, this is an emotional clearing from 7 days ago to now, or from 7 days ago, and then we'll do each day at a time. So 7 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 6 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third, solar plex energy. Somebody has something happening with their power center. Do this one over again from yesterday. Wow. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Do that one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Next, we'll do a feeling body. This is very similar to the emotional body, but it's like the other side of the coin here. And it adds icing to the cake if you have the emotional clearing, and it definitely helps a lot of people. So 7 days ago with the feeling body, sixth clear, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And that was 6 days ago, 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Do that one over again. Let's do 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Better. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And that one had a problem too. Sixth cleared yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Still some troubles. Second chakra. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next we'll do your sensory body. and same process 7 days ago. Sensory body is how you sense energy coming into you. Could be through what you see, what you touch, what you hear, what you taste, and so forth. So 7 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 1 day, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And today, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And we'll do one more, then we'll have you listen to some music to check out your experience here. We'll do a mental clearing. And a mental clearing is like defragmenting your home computer. Here we go. 7 days ago, it'll make you think quicker, faster. Can't get rid of mind chatter. That happens with a lot of people. So here we go. 7 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 day. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared, and today. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So again, just kind of take note. Think of some situations that you dealt with between now and 7 days ago. And just kind of see how your body is feeling about those. Because you should feel a lot less stress and actually sense that you're having a much better experience now as you look at those maybe negative experiences that you dealt with. So you should feel a lot calmer, a lot more peaceful, and stay in your heart center. Any special healings you'd like to have this evening, just type it in the chat box there. Okay, someone asked if we could bring in the divine energy of an emerald. Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. So if you like, either tune into the Creation Lightship insignia, or you can tune into the Light Bean if you wish. Either one will work fine. Just kind of watch it as it changes its frequency. So we're bringing energies in right now. And normally the picture will start to sort of float off of your monitor screen a little bit, and the colors may change. If you have a Light Bean in front of you, you're going to see her eyes become very bright with pure white light energy coming out of her. If you have a Lightship insignia, it'll start emitting a lot of love energy from it here. And here we go. We're going to bring in now through the monitor screens, in a sense, these beautiful energies of the emerald. And this is going to be the divine energy that was on the planet here of emerald. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. So stronger, 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 stronger. It feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's experience this here. We can also bring in, I love bringing in Mother Mary. You might actually smell roses as she comes in. So we'll bring in this energy here now of Mother Mary for you to experience too. Remember, these are the pure essence energies from the Creation Lightship, where Mother Mary resides. This is her true first cause spirit energy. So what I mean by first cause, you'll kind of ask me that question. First cause is her initial energy of her creation from the light ship. And then as she incarnates throughout the universe to various places as a light being, then coming into a physical body, people will know her or know the person, that spirit, as a different energy. But this is her first cause energy, which is the purest, 100% divine energy. And so again, I'll have to invoke the energy to come in. So here it comes into your room, and it might feel like a light fog coming in. It normally comes in through your ceiling. And if you're going to be very lucky, she may bring you some the fragrance of roses. So here we go. So she's coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just let you experience this energy here for yourself, and stay connected inside of your heart. And request healing if you would, and also guidance from Mother Mary. Remember, your spirit is a connection to the divine energies. It's never in your head now. you give a request for Archangel Gabriel. So here she comes. Or he comes, Archangel Gabriel. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it feels wonderful. Stronger, 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 stronger. Might feel your body kind of changing temperatures too as the energy comes in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax and again request healing and guidance. To get a glass of water, we'll do a water charging for everyone. So we'll do that in about 2 minutes. So go out and get a glass of water. And I'll just talk about the conference call tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a 4-hour Ascension conference call. It's just wonderful. You're on the light ship for a full 4 hours of time having healings. And the time goes by very, very quickly. It seems like it takes about 20 minutes to a half an hour. And if you haven't been on one of these calls, believe me, you will just love it. I can't talk enough about them. They do water charging for you, so we get normally you get gallons of water, and you have 7 gallons of divine water that's blessed, designed just for you, and you drink it in sequence. The first bottle you drink on Sunday and the second one Monday, etc. And you can also put in your bath water. It has special light codes in this water. And what happens is the way it works, we hold the water like we're going to be doing today between your hands here. And you're going to feel the energy rush through your body as the light shift, light beings charge the water up for you. And for the people who do this on the conference calls, the water is different normally each day. Sometimes it's thick, sometimes it's very sweet, other times it's just very, very fluid. And it's just very delicious, if nothing else. So I think we probably are close to having the water charged here. It feels like about another 30 seconds here as people are getting their water containers here. And like I said, 8 ounces is plenty. And we also have 1-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays. They're $20. Starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And again, you just call in. You can connect with me, and I can give you the information. Just send me a check. And then again, you're on the light ship for a full hour of time. Very affordable for healings. They do physical healings on everyone. And you may be experiencing some of that right now during this program. We have some healings happening for people on the fast chat here. So I'll get your container of water right now if you like. It's like Kyle City smelled roses when Mother Mary came in. That's great. This is really, really strong. Wonderful thing. That's great, Kyle. It's once you have that experience, like what I said on my song from, not my song, but the song of Van Halen on the website, Love Walks In, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. And the very first part of the song, it starts off with, contact is all it takes. Well, that's your connection to the divine. So take the glass of water between your hands now. Put one hand on each side of it. And they're going to start to charge the water for you. You may feel this divine connection in your heart center. And you feel the energy go down your arms and into your fingers. And this is going to give you the energy of whatever you need right now. It's like about another 15 seconds. Some people feel their fingers pulsate. Some feel their palm chakra is getting very hot. If you're able to psychically look at your hands, you'll have a tremendous amount of auric field around them right now. Okay, this feels great to me. So you can have some of your water now. Take a sip. Or drink as much as you like. I'm having some right now. Ah, very good. Ah, very good. So what we're going to do next here is we're going to do a parallel life clearing. Remember, the parallel lives were not created by the source energy. They're fabricated lives brought to us by the dark side to have your spirit go to these. And this could also look like a pattern of past life to you, or even deja vu when situations happen. The main thing is that you're out there with your spirit doing some life in some artificial intelligent body that was created by the dark side on probably an artificial created earth. And your spirit's there doing all that it can do to help the body, not knowing that the body is not a divine body, but it looks like it. And what happens is, whatever that body is dealing with in that lifetime, it'll bring back those illnesses and problems to you in this lifetime. And we could have as many as, I'd say as the lowest number is probably about 200, and it could go way over 500. So I do a special clearing for this here. We'll just clear away a few of these lifetimes for you right now to give you some type of relief. So I'd like you to focus on a physical problem that you're dealing with. And we're going to release you out of 10 of these lifetimes. And each time you're going to sense maybe a change in your body as you get more into wellness. Because remember, your spirit is probably wounded from these lifetimes, and it comes back and brings this gunk to you. And which could be the reason why you have a illness, a disease, or something that you don't know how you got it. So here we go. Number 10, lifetime, parallel lifetime. Remember, these are fabricated from the dark side. So here we go. We're going to be released out of it here. So I'm going to count backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 7, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 6, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 4, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 3, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 2, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. And number 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and released. Okay. Again, sit back and relax and just kind of contemplate, see how you feel. And just see if your body is now having energy coming into it for healing. Remember, your spirit now can come to you and heal these parts of you that may have a physical condition. question, do animals have parallel lives? No, I do not believe that they have them. They don't deal with emotions like we do, so they don't transmit and normally cord and control other things. So I would probably say they do not have it. Let me just check the fast chat here, see if we have any other things that we need to deal with here. Let's see. I think we'll bring in another energy here. And this energy will be the energy of the amethyst waterfall from the light ship. This energy is just fantastic. People just love it. We do this sometimes on the conference calls too. So just sit back and relax. And here we go. We're going to be bringing in this beautiful amethyst waterfall energy. And again, I'll have to command the energy from the light ship as it comes into your room. Just kind of sit back, take a deep breath, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, beautiful. Stronger. Okay. So again, just enjoy this wonderful energy. I'll just put a different song on here, and here it comes. There we go. Bring in another waterfall energy. This is the silver waterfall. Water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. So here it comes. I'll count to 10 and it will be with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. time is kind of running down here, so we had a request to bring everybody into the moment here. So we'll do that first here. So anybody who is ahead of time, ahead of themselves in the future, we're going to bring you back. I'll go 6 months here and just drop you right on down into this present moment. So here we go. 6 months, 10987654321. And 5 months, 10987654321. 4 months, 10987654321. And three, feeling kind of dense. People must be about 3 months ahead. 10987654321. 2 months, 10987654321. And 1 month, 10987654321. And here we come right now into this moment for the people who are ahead of themselves. 10987654321. Okay, now people who are in the past, we'll bring you back to this current moment. 6 months in the past, 10987654321. You're there. 5 months, you might even feel yourself changing. 10987654321. 4 months, 10987654321. 3 months, 10987654321. 2 months, a lot of energies here. 10987654321. 1 month, 10987654321. And 1 month to right now. 10987654321. So we had a request for Janina to come in. And here she comes into the light beam on your monitor screen. Like I said, if you're new to the show, go on Creation Lightship Healings, click on it, and scroll down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar. So here's Janina coming in, and we're going to increase her energy, and she'll do some healings for you, probably heart healings. So she's coming in stronger and stronger. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wonderful. Thank you, Janina. Stronger. Watch your eyes change. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Beautiful. That's great. So if you have any concerns for healing, ask her right now. Just request healing. She works through your heart center. The lightship only works in the now with the heart. Does not work with mind energy. And mind energy is the dark side energy controlling you. Remember, like your horoscope, the planets controlling you and other things, the mind energy is going to be eliminated completely 100% at the time of ascension. Unfortunately, a lot of the New Age metaphysics teachers and practitioners use mind energy. So that's the dark side kind of creeping in through spiritual teachings and practices to get people so they cannot ascend and have their soul stolen. So you want to be very, very careful. And like I said, we have our four-hour ascension call tomorrow. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And we do water charging, and it's a wonderful call. It's $60 if you're interested. Just connect with me, and I can give you the conference line phone number and PIN number, and you can just send me a check in the mail. It's just a fantastic way to have healing done to you. And here we go. She's coming in stronger. And she'll be energized for about a half an hour if you wish to leave her up on your monitor screen. And remember, the lightship only works with heart energy. Lightship is what created you in the universe. And like I said, it comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process to clean out the darkness, to regain its light energy, and then everything starts over again. And hopefully the darkness will not come into the light. And the light has never created darkness. It only creates light in the moment. And here we go. So it looks like our time is kind of running short right about now. We'll do about one more minute here. So here we go. Bringing her in stronger for everyone. And I guess I'll say blessings to all of you. Hope to have you on the call tomorrow. And then also on Wednesday nights, we do special water charging where we have 7 containers of water. The call is about an hour and a half in length, approximately, maybe a little bit longer. And we do a half an hour of lightship healing and about 45 minutes of water charging. and the cost for that is $60 a month. And you have water for 7 days after each call on Wednesdays. Okay, so I'll just be signing off here and just saying blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. And the light beam, Janina, will be activated on your monitor screen for a half an hour. Then she will leave. So blessings to all of you. And good night. And stay in your heart center.